The snake catchers of Kukulu were drinking espresso in the village's only cafe. Photographs on the wall showed famous snakes and snake catchers from the past, and serpents lay coiled in pillowcases on the floor. It had been a difficult year, the men said. Spring came late to the mountains, and the snakes were slow to emerge from hibernation.
You're not going to shoot me, Avon. We share the same goals, you and I. We wish to live freely in relative comfort. We both wish vengeance upon those who stood in our way. Deep down, you know the only way to achieve those goals. We have to fight to the last breath in our bodies, if we must. We have to...
In March 2015, on a crisp spring morning, I received a letter from the executor of a distant relative's will informing me that I was one of the beneficiaries. My relative, who at this stage shall remain nameless, was an archaeologist who moved to the Middle East in the 1970s for reasons that were never particularly clear. The dusk advanced on him steadily, rapidly, gathering in behind and before, and the light seemed to be draining away like floodwater. Then the faces began. It was over his shoulder and indistinctly that he first thought he saw a face, a little evil wedge-shaped face, looking out at him from a hole. And when he turned and confronted it, the thing had vanished. He quickened his pace, telling himself cheerfully not to begin imagining things, or there simply would be no end to it. He passed another hole, and another, and then, yes, no, yes... Certainly, a little narrow face with hard eyes had flashed up for an instant from a hole and was gone. He hesitated, braced himself up for an effort, and strode on.